This afternoon, Pops and the River returns to downtown Chattanooga. The Riverfront Celebration, ahead of the 4th of July, free and open to the public, runs from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. in Coolidge Park. Thanks to the City of Chattanooga's Parks and Outdoors, Chattanooga Presents, and community partners. Susan Kamenez is Executive Director of the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ray. I'm so happy to be here.
Tell us about the return of Pops and the River a couple days before the 4th of July.
Yeah, as tradition in Chattanooga, the symphony will join down in Coolidge Park for a wonderful Pops concert along the river, followed by fireworks, a tradition that many Chattanoogans feel very strongly and passionate about, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Talk more about the music that people will hear.
We're doing, of course, a combination of very familiar music that people should know, Pops classics. I believe we might even throw in some Superman theme music in there this year. And then, of course, the classics that everyone loves, like the 1812.
A lot of patriotic music to go around.
Yeah, patriotic music, especially for America's 250, and also the beloved Pops that people love to hear, too.
Talk more about how this adds to the tradition.
Yes. I mean, we're so excited to be a part of America's anniversary, but also a tradition that many families have come to us and said that they've done with their families for many years. Like when they think of the symphony, they think of Pops on the River. And this is usually their largest interaction with us as the symphony. So this is their free experience that they get to be with the symphony along the river for such an important event. But this has been a tradition that we've done for well over 30 years in the Chattanooga area. And people associate Pops on the River with us.
They also associate Pops on the River with fireworks.
Yes, they do. So right after we always finish with the 1812, after we finish with the 1812, the fireworks go off and it's really spectacular. You see the boats along the river, seeing the fireworks, as well as usually anywhere between, I think, 15 and 20,000 people that come to the park to see this concert.
And all of this is taking place, again, on Thursday.
Yes, Thursday, July 2nd. My understanding is it's always the Thursday before 4th of July. I guess it depends on how the 4th falls, but it's usually the Thursday before. So this year, it's July 2nd.
And then beyond Pops on the River and the fireworks on Thursday, there is something that CSO is participating in on Saturday, July 4th, the 250th anniversary of the United States of America.
Yes, we're very excited this year to be invited by Riverdance Restaurant, which is in Guild, Tennessee, on top of a beautiful mountain that overlooks the gorge. It is a beautiful, just spectacular view. If you haven't been there, Ray, please do. It's amazing. They have an absolutely stunning restaurant, and they have a lawn with a tent, so we'll be under the tent celebrating the 4th there. Those tickets are available through their website, but we're very excited to partner with them this year because of the spectacular view and fabulous food.
And then beyond the week of the 4th of July, there's plenty on the calendar later this year from CSO.
Yes, single tickets go on sale July 15th, and then our season starts in September with our classics, and then we go right into, I think, what everyone's waiting for, which is the return of Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back. We'll have two dates of that in November. So I know people are really looking forward to that as well.
And for people who want more information on everything at CSO, where can they go online?
They can go to ChattanoogaSymphony.org.
All right, Susan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.
Catch all our conversations on scenic routes at our website, WUTC.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.